Hello, my friends. As we continue to focus on the 8th house of energy and the invisible world, the moon moves into Virgo and your 5th house. Now, the 8th house is not really a place for our inner child. The two houses and signs naturally challenge each other, as the 8th house is more associated with deep agony and the 5th house with joy. You know, joy, deep agony, they don't really combine well, you know? This is where the virtues of Mercury, the ruler of Virgo, come in, who had the ability to go down into the underworld and come back to the world of the living free of charge. How was this accomplished? Well, I think for us, for the internal archetype of Mercury that lives within all of us, I think it's through comedy. You know, it's ruled by Mercury and Virgo and Gemini. A mix of the two worlds of the 5th house and the 8th house creates a dark humor, like gallows humor, like the Addams Family or the Far Side. If you can laugh at your pain, you can transcend it. The healing Virgo moon says laughter is the best medicine.